Hey, Pupster, welcome to Train a Dog Podcast, and we thank you for supporting us for Season 1. We are now into our Season 2, and we want to thank you for your continuous support. Pups Dog Training promotes positive training at its best, kind, fair, and effective. And we are setting out this podcast again, right? It's because we fully believe that owning a dog is an amazing and rewarding experience, but also a responsibility and not a luxury. Training your dog properly will lead you to greater understanding of the animal, and we firmly believe in the dog-owner relationship being one of the mutual understanding and respect. We immerse you fully in the dog training process, and with this holistic approach, we believe owners end up learning as much, if not more, than their dogs. Our goals is to enhance and to build a better quality of life for you and your dog through the various dog sport activities available, be it as dog training, basic dog obedience training, or competitive dog training. This way, we also helps to refine the communication skill between you and your dog. There is more to dog training than just obedience training. And you can find us on our website. Right, our URL is www.pups.com.sg. Pups as in PUPS.com.sg. And we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the handling of PupsSG. PUPSSG. And you also can find us in our blog and also our YouTube, right, with the handling of Dog or Pups Jamming Studio. And in our blog will be Pups Blog Series. Hey, hi, Pupster. Welcome to Train a Dog Podcast, and I'm your host, Dexter. This is our episode 4 for the season 2, and it's also our mini cast. Right, today we're going to talk about a very, a very sensitive topic, right? Or it's actually hotly debated in many aspects of dog ownership, ranging from people who are just pet owner. From people who are the breeders, you know, people who are from the shelters, you know, and people who are what we call animals activists in a sense. Right, so the topic I'm trying to discuss today is actually talking about should we or should not we put a stray dog into a home. Right, let's discuss this with all open-hearted, right? Here I'm not here to challenge anybody. Neither am I here to say that your point of view is wrong and my point of view is the only right and correct ways of looking at stuff. How I view of it is because I think many of us has many misconception of how things that it should be, and I believe many of us has our own interpretation and our own expectation, and therefore we try to impose it on others. Again, this is my own personal opinion. It doesn't carry with me any others school of thoughts, people from the same training facility or whatsoever, right? So this is just my own, which I think that it is worth the discussion. Let's look at the stray dog, right? Or we call it the mongrel or the mixed breed, or most of us in Singapore we call it the Singapore special. Right. If you look at them, if you read into the history of all these stray dogs, they have been living in an open space, a carefree environment for the longest time. And for a century, they are bred to be shy. They are bred to be careful. They are bred not to be in contact with any human so that they can continue to avoid being in conflict with human beings. I'm not talking about just Singapore, right? It can be any parts of the world. I don't represent anyone except for my own opinion, right? But you can have your own opinion as well. I'm not here to impose any sides of belief from me, right? So if you look into the stray dog, right, being a mixed breed, I think the most difficult part to a certain the type of breeds, the type of character, the type of temperament, the type of make of the dog, from this mixed breed is relatively difficult. right? Because they has been mixed for centuries, so we doesn't know what kind of dog. Therefore, it becomes difficult for us to then predict the character, predict the temperament, predict the so-called the way the dog will grow, you know, eventually into what type of size, what type of structure it will be, what kind of height, and as for people who are having the so-called the purebred dog, we have a standard to refer to, right? It doesn't mean that straight purebred are good or are better. Again, we are not here to argue that point. Right, so again, what is critical here when we talk about the mongrel or the mixed breed is because they have been living in carefree environment for the longest time. And also when we see a pack of dog roaming the street, and I believe there are many of kind-hearted people that we see, irregardless of background, races, ethics, religious belief. I think people who are really care for the animals will always be looking out for people who will want to capture and bring them back to shelter and try to get them be adopted, right? So that is a very good point to approach all these stray dogs, right? So you want to give every single dog a proper home, right? That I agree with you. Right, I think, but however, in that aspect, I think we need to really seize the type of dogs that we captured. I know that in Singapore, there's such a program, we call it the captured and release, right? Captured, neutered and release, right? So that is a very positive approach, I think. Right? I can't remember it's from which organization, but that was a beautiful program. What happened is that they captured the dog, and they neuter the dog so that it doesn't have any unwanted puppies, along the years, and at the same time they release back to the wild, right, so that they can continue to enjoy their carefree environment, right? And that's what I think it would be best for certain type of dogs, right? We are not, I'm not here to say that not every dog are good to be left alone out there. I think we can basically, trainers like myself or people who are working with dogs for the longest time will have the same belief with me, right? Certain dog which has not exhibit certain shyness, they are open to respond, they are open to, they are inquisitive into new stuff, and they are non-aggressive, per se. That would be a good candidate for us to try to rehome them, try to nurse them back to health, and then train them possibly, and also to help them to find a forever home, right? That is definitely one aspect that I would think that we can look at.
This podcast is sponsored by Pups Dog Training. Pups is a positive dog training school. We train dogs from puppy to advanced. Pups Training Academy focuses on nurturing, training, educating, and motivating our trainers to better equip themselves with skills, knowledge, experience to ensure continuing education and keeping abreast with the field of dog training. Our flagship programs include online cyber puppy training, life skills, dog obedience, behavioral modification, private one-on-one home-based training, and dog sports.
But however, I'm very concerned about certain group of people who totally believe that every dog should be captured and should be put into shelter and then wait for adoption. Let's put it that way, right? How many dogs that are in the shelter are successfully be adopted? There are also dogs that are, due to the looks, due to the color, due to the, the demeanor of the dog. It doesn't just click. You know, anyone that goes to walks down to the pound or to the shelter doesn't set their eyes on certain type of dogs, and therefore they are never in the forefront of adoption. Right. So this all these dogs that are not adoptable in that sense, right? They tends to be they will live old age through in the shelter, you know. So now the humane part of it comes into play, right? So do we want to keep the dog, you know, under a restricted environment and let them keep and let them live to the old age and let them you know eventually pass away in that kind of environment? Do you really think that that is good for the dog? I'm not sure, right? I personally believe all dogs shall have given a chance to be rehomed, right? But again, I've seen certain dogs that shows the type of shyness, and they are better with if they are be left alone in the wild. You know, when we do a captured, neutered and released, I think that is beautiful. And those people who are out there trying to save every single dog, you know, continue to do so. I'm not saying that you're wrong. However, I think that is the point. You know, if you come across certain dog that we know that they are extremely scary, you know, they are extremely not friendly, you know, it's better to leave them in the wild. I mean, imagine if they have been living in the wild for the past 2-3 years, you know, and you now wanted to bring them into your environment, which is a fenced environment, and you think that it's better for them. Please think twice, right? So because I know that if they are still given back the kind of life, you know, because of freedom, I'm not sure whether it's that very bad for them, right? I guess they will thrive better, they will enjoy their life better. Obviously, they will fight, they will need to fight for the food. You know, again, how sure are we when we put them into our custody, they are actually having a good quality of life? I've seen many owners that you know have their dog either cage, either you know chain up, you know either you know just keep it in your apartment, right? And never bring the dog out. Is that good in the long run? I sometimes tends to be very concerned, right, of such things happening to the dogs that we are all talking about. You know, all these dogs that are truly you know, lovable, and we want all of us wanted to have a good, you know, a good end to this dog. As a trainer, I personally believe, you know, not everything that you need to put your, you know, your full energy to get it all resolved, right? You know, there's certain thing that if to me, I also believe, you know, not all dogs are social butterfly. Right, I can't remember where I saw this post. Oh, that was a very beautiful post, right? It just tell us that there are dogs that are uncomfortable. There are dogs that are okay to meet certain dog and not okay to meet another batch of dog. And there are also a small group of social butterflies, right? So these are the dogs that are open to anybody, any dogs, any people, you know, any environment. Even my own pet, right? I see myself, you know, I have most or my dog are in the middle ground, right? They are not they are very selective in terms of which dog they meet, which people do they meet. They doesn't play with everybody, they doesn't play with all dogs, but they only play with certain dogs, right? Does it mean that my dogs are antisocial? Yes, you may call that, you know, but it's not, they are open, right? They does get close to dogs that they think that they like. It's just like us human. When we meet a stranger, you know, along the way or in our offices or in our course of work, we saw somebody, we smile, people that we feel more comfortable, we talk more, people that we don't really feel very comfortable, it's just buy and, you know, high and buy, the kind of concept, right? So I guess the dog does should have that capability, should have that opportunity to decide whether they want to continue to, you know, mingle, play with the dog, engage with the dog, right? So I think that's quite critical. You know, so to come back to our discussion, you know, again, as I mentioned, here is not, I'm not trying to tell you that which is correct, which is good, and which is bad, right? I think each of us has our own opinion. What I would never want to do is to impose my opinion on others, right? You know, as a pet owner, I can tell you many a times I hear you know, certain group of people will be pressing against many groups of people, and they will say it's only right to a dog, right? You cannot buy a dog, right? I mean, it's always a yes and no, right? If you ask me, right? Not all of us likes to get an adopted dog, right? Some of us would like to get it from puppy, and adopted dogs, if you want to wait for a puppy, maybe it is you will be on a, you know, waiting list, because everybody is waiting for puppy, you know, in that sense, right? And like for myself, I mean, I tell you, I buy dogs, right? I also adopt, right? So it doesn't mean that I don't adopt dogs, I adopt, right? It's just that if I meet with some of the dog again, like I just mentioned, not all of us are social butterfly, right? So certain dog that I see and I like, you know, and I will go all the ways to get the dog adopted, if it's possible, right? So I just want to leave with you guys. Let's all be nice to each other. All of us are pet owners. All of us are people with great character, great heart, I think. People who are owning animals, who are in love with animals, I can tell you, you are definitely beautiful people, right? We are not people who are, you know, who are cruel, who are very, what's the word called? Very, you know, to ourselves, you know, we tend to share, we tend to, you know, look out for each other sometime, you know, to see that all of us are always intact with our dogs. Everything is well going. Anytime when you need help, I think all of us will be ready to jump in to extend our lending, our helping hand. I think that is a good, great thing that we all been doing. Right, so yeah, so that is my take. Again, don't beat me to death. I am not here to challenge you in the way of your belief, neither do you want to change my area of belief, right? Okay, so that's cool. So that's the end of our mini cast for our season 4, for our episode 4 in season 2, right? On you know, whether should we you know, capture our dog and, you know, get it be adopted, right? So what is actually humane for us? Right, okay, cool. So I will catch you again, right? So let's keep in touch. Look out for our episode 5 coming up, right? Okay, bye. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. And you can find us in www.pups.com.sg. And again, pups is pups.com.sg. And if you like our podcast and our episode, we will want you to, you know, to subscribe on the favorite listening podcast media, and you will be able to get the updated series as and when we have a new episode out for grabs, right? And we want you to provide us some feedback and some reinforcement, so that we can continue to do a great job, provide a great experience and a great podcast to share with you guys. Right, you can leave a review at www.podcaster.com/pupsg. Right, as I repeat again, you can leave a review at www.podchaser.com/pups. Right, and we want to thank you again. We see you in our next episode.